Well, Dougie, welcome back to Selhurst Park. It's not been a very long time, has it?
Welcome back. It's the fourth time.
You must be delighted to be back here as a number two.
Yes, I am delighted. I am delighted, first of all, that the club got saved a few weeks ago by the consortium. Congratulations got to go to them. I was pleased before that the players stuck together and we managed to keep them in the championship. You know, and to top it off, to come back and work as assistant manager under George Burley, you know, he can't probably get a happier man right now. You know.
And how well do you know George?
Well, I know him reasonably well. Obviously, I've never worked with him before, but I have had small talk with him over the years. And I do know his thinking and the way the game should be played and what he wants to do. What he's proven, what he's done in his track record as well, and it really excites me because I think it's a great appointment for this particular club, you know, with the youth's getting pushed through and the experience of experienced players we've got. I think it's a great combination with the manager group put in place to sort of put that in the Saturday afternoons, put it all together.
And there's a lot of players out of contract, of course, at the end of this month. Where do we stand there? Because obviously some players will inevitably have geared up to go to other clubs, so yeah, there's going to be a lot of changes.
There is going to be a lot of changes. You know, first and foremost, I think the manager's got to go in there and see what ones he would like to try and keep. And then it's maybe up to us to have a little chat with them, see if they want to stay. The ones under contract are under contract, you know. No decisions will be made with them until, you know, we sit down and discuss what's available to come out or to go out, you know. So there's a lot of discussions got to be done.
And there's around about 300-odd league players actually out of contract, isn't there?
There is.
At the end of this month. So there's going to be a few agents, I would suggest, knocking on George Burley's door, probably.
Well, that's the way the football world is working. You know, the agents seem to sort of try to run the game. But I know, speaking to George, that he's got his ideas and his players and what he wants. He wants players here that want to come to the club and progress their careers and work hard and be improved. And if he feels that certain players want to do that, then I'm sure he'll try and keep them. Now, as you say, there's a lot of players out of contract. Unfortunately, for the livelihoods, they're out of contract, and that gives us an opportunity to look at that list as well.
And the consortium have made it pretty clear that they're not going to get big players in on big wages, big transfer fees. That's going to be out from now on.
Good, brilliant. You know, I think it's a fantastic idea because I think this club doesn't gear themselves to doing that. We've done it in the past, and it doesn't seem to get us anywhere. And when we ever do have some success, it's with players that work hard in the training ground, good coaching, good management, and that's how, anytime I've had promotion here, that's how it's worked.
And you obviously saw a lot of the academy players last season. Do you think there are certain players that could push on through this season, move that step up?
Yeah, it's a difficult one because obviously you need to wait. A summer's a long time, you know, and last season they come and they showed some sort of potential, but I think when they go away for the summer and they look at themselves and maybe the younger players, you know, get a little bit stronger and fitter for the rest, which is important, they come back and you can reassess them then. So it's a little bit unfair to say there was one or two, there wasn't one or two. I think we've got to reassess it come pre-season.
And what are the expectations for the coming season then?
Well, first of all, I think, you know, we will be walking rather than running. You know, I think the clubs, thank God, we are still walking right enough. You know, I don't think any of this sort of expectations of winning a championship and getting promotion, we can't throw it out there and wait to be knocked down. I think we are still alive, we are sort of still in business. Slowly we will get there, hopefully quicker than, you know, people might think, but we will hopefully get there with a stronger foundation. Next season is a little bit short term. I think we've got to maybe get in, sort a few players out, get a few people longer contracts, get a few youngsters through. And then, as you see in football, you never know where that takes you.
Yeah, I mean, talking about the playoffs is pretty cheap talk, isn't it? But it's going to be very, very competitive this season.
Yeah, unbelievable competitive. You know, the people coming down, the teams that are coming up in the Orange League, it's going to be very, very difficult. But, you know, from where we were 3 weeks ago, you know, I think we're quite grateful that we're still in the championship. Them have still got a club. So I think whatever comes our way next season will be a real big bonus. As I think we've got to sort of, as I say, get some players signed up, get some youngsters through, one or two transfers in, get a smell on people's face, get the crowds back, which, you know, they weren't here last season. You know, I think it dwindled down to 13,000. So get the fans back up to the 18,000, 20,000 when I used to play, smiling, playing the right way of football. And as you say, football is a funny old game.
So consolidation in the first season then?
Consolidation, I think, is a more realistic way of looking at it.
Good luck for the new season, Dougie.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
Cheers.